You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Item number one in Stupid News. A wealthy couple from India has decided they are donating their $24 million fortune to charity and becoming monks.
That's a mistake.
I mean, you know, Rod, enlightenment, you can't put a price on that.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, there are worse things that they could have done with the 24 mil. You know?
True. You got to figure they're going out in one just orgy, sex-filled cocaine rager before they go into the monastery, right?
Well, it's your last time.
You think?
Yeah. You got to make it count.
A guy and his wife have built their wealth in the construction business, amassing a fortune of roughly $24 million, like most other millionaires. They've enjoyed a great life of luxury, complete with opulent houses, expensive cars, pretty much anything they've ever wanted. But they recently decided to give it all up in order to become monks. They were inspired by their two children. They have a 16-year-old son and a 19-year-old daughter who adopted the same path 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I love my kids, but...
Yeah.
But...
I'm not going to underestimate the influence or worldliness of somebody just because of their age. But I think that at 16 and 19, you'll come to the realization at, oh, I don't know, 35 or so, that boy, I'd like to have some of that back now.
I wish my
or
parents,
40 when I need to be hospitalized, or 60 or whatever it happens to be. Mom, Dad, don't give it all away. We thought we'd just do this for a while.
It's amazing how much your positions change between the ages of 16
in life,
40, 50. Yeah. They change a lot.
Well, isn't it always said that, I'm going to get the quote wrong, but it has to do with the fact that when you're young and idealistic, you know, you want to go out and change the world.
Yes, you're very liberal.
And then at some point you get to a place where you just want to protect what you have and make sure you don't lose more of
it. Get your hands out of my wallet.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. My grandfather used to say that all the time. When you're young and if you're not liberal, you have no heart. When you're older and if you're not conservative, you have no mind. Or no brain.
Something
to that effect.
Wallet, yeah. The couple have already taken on a vow of renunciation to commit to the life of restraint.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
That sounds not enjoyable.
No.
The life of restraint.
There is there's freedom in this. There's simplicity in it. You don't have to get your hopes up. You're not getting a new car. Don't fret making the payments because the monastery kind of, you know, we live off the kindness of others.
Right.
People that leave money and whatnot and food.
Yeah.
And we don't have to worry about what we're wearing tomorrow because we're all getting these robes. Haircut? Who needs one?
Right?
To me,
simple little life.
Let's compare.
You didn't like TV, did you?
Let's compare it to prison. Yeah. In prison, you got a better uniform and a weight room.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Tons of free time.
Yes.
You know.
They began giving away their fortune back in February. They participated in a long parade during which they just started handing out money. Wow. They gave away anything from money to mobile phones to even air conditioners from their home.
Wow.
Mm. Holy cow. Surrounded by 35 people, the couple could be seen making their donations from on top of what looked like a chariot of sorts.
I mean,
by the way, you're giving that away, too, just so you know.
Yeah, at the end, yeah.
Chariot you don't keep.
Yeah.
As they officially adopt the new aesthetic lifestyle, the husband and wife will be allowed to own two white garments, two alms bowls, literally beggar bowls to collect money in.
Yeah.
And a white broom that's used by monks to clear insects from an area before sitting down. It's a symbol of their nonviolent lifestyle.
Yeah, you can't kill the bugs. You gotta just move them along.
Yeah, but you know what? They're starting to look pretty tasty.
I don't want to disparage anybody's beliefs, but that's insane.
Yeah.
No offense.
There, I said it. Coming up on tomorrow's show. That's item one.
at a number two. Oh, TikTok.
Oh, TikTok.
Yeah. Molly, a TikToker.
Right.
She said that she couldn't pay rent after ordering a pizza.
Okay.
Because the delivery driver tacked on a $40 tip to it.
How? Are the delivery drivers allowed to add tips?
No, not in my experience.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she ordered it through like an online site and like that's
perhaps.
Maybe.
Yeah.
She shared her frustration on the app.
Okay.
And she's considering pressing charges.
She should.
Considering?
Considering it should be done.
Absolutely. You should do that. And a little dad advice for you. If you're $40 away from not making rent, you got no business ordering pizza.
No. Exactly.
No, you should be contacting those people in India. Yeah. See if they have any more money.
There you go.
Get.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then expecting it to be delivered pizza.
Mm.
Even
yeah.
worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
It's got to be a nightmare. Yeah. Take somewhere that needs help.
I oughta.
That's item number two.
$40 buy you a lot of ramen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of my favorites. So I'm good with that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you don't mind the stroke because the sodium will get you.
Eventually.
Yeah, the ramen sodium. Finally this. This is a phone survey, really. Worst wedding gift you ever got. A story published in the Daily Mirror in England. A newlywed who wishes to remain anonymous. Because it's the bride and this is her husband's friends. Was horrified when one of her husband's groomsmen gave them a sculpture made entirely of their clipped fingernails.
Well, that just sounds endearing.
You know what, Rick? You can't put a price on that.
Just no, like, you can't.
So with the Enlightenment,
this
you're not
goes
on board
with. Prank day, so good.
Yeah.
We're talking about pranking people.
Yeah.
And when the prank goes too far. The groomsmen included a card that read, "To my favorite couple, your husband was such a gross dude in college and always left his clipped nails all over the dorm. Guess who's been collecting them for 8 years, almost as long as the two of you have been dating? I added in some of my own and formed them into a brick structure. The hardness is because I included concrete glue. Now your husband won't be able to forget his school days, and you will be the only bride in the United States with a fingernail paperweight. Most of these are his. Gross. And you saved them."
That's really gross.
Yeah.
You're saving your roommates.
It's one thing if they're your
own. God knows what else you did with
them. Yeah, this guy's like almost Buffalo Bill. I mean...
Would you clip me?
Oh, stop.
You like to be clipped, right?
Those three stories are true.
And it's gross.
That's why this is...
Stupid news.